This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're back with Jonathan Gray. And, of course, Jonathan, I've done a marketing thing for you. I put up a proxy store over for your 4-DVD set and your specials over at clayandiron.com. And I think it's important for people to understand these DVDs are amazing. And there's a couple of different principles in Christianity that need to be clarified by this so-called, the apostate church. One of the first statements that I make, and I like to do it as a challenge, is to say that Jesus wasn't nice, and God isn't nice, because he comes back in judgment. He also judges the unsaved with eternal punishment and destruction. They assume that Satan is a destroyer, and Satan only perverts. The only destroyer is God himself. They assume that Jesus was nice, when in fact he said that he who is without sin cast the first stone, and among the rabbinate he called them the synagogue of Satan. He wasn't, when he challenged them and they actually caught him in the garden, he made the statement that how dare they come and gather him in the garden in the dark when he went clearly to talk in the temple and answered all their questions. So when I make the statement again, Jesus was compassionate, he was loving, but he wasn't nice. And God isn't nice. It says, I changeth not. God says, I changeth not, which means, if he brought judgment against some of the peoples of the ancient world that were apostate, and he actually said, kill all of them, men, women, children, and even the animals, people try to say it's an anomaly. When in fact, when he comes back to judge the world, he's not coming back as Mr. Nice God. He's coming back as a destroyer. People don't get that, do they?
No. And actually, Bill, this also fits in perfectly with the theme that we're going into right now today.
Right.
When the church goes apostate away from him, he has to wake them up. And this wake-up call, he calls actually the Muslims my army. To
right,
wake up a disobedient Christian world who have lost sight of him. And he's sending things into their presence to wake them up and help them see sense so that they won't lose everything.
Well, he did this in the previous days. His pattern has done this before. He sent the Assyrians to take away his people. He sent in the Babylonians to take away his people, to bring judgment, and even set the number of years of judgment against them, and told them in prophetic words how many years they'd be away. I don't think people get the idea of who God is, do they? They don't realize he's a compassionate God, but he's also a just God. And they don't want to see the just side of God, the destroyer side of God. They want to think God is a big, nice Santa Claus up there that you just need to say, you know what, I was an atheist during my life and I was a reprobate, but I'm kind of a nice person, so God let me in. Uh-uh, ain't going to work.
No,
people don't get that.
It's not going to be like that at all. I remember when I was a little boy and when I misbehaved. Now, my father was a loving father. But when I misbehaved, I got a spanking, and he said, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, but you know it because I love you, I want you to change.
Right.
And that was the whole thing. It's his love that brings judgment, because he doesn't want us to lose our souls.
Right, and the problem is, it's not just your soul. I like the quote from Sarai in the book of Genesis that said that she wept in her tent for the thousands of generations down the line that because of apostasy and evil would be destroyed. She wept for her descendants that would receive judgment because they weren't following the Most High God. And people
need
to start grasping that. If they had that kind of long timeline view of the Creator and his wisdom and his justice and his kindness, they'd realize there's an end of grace, and the end of grace is judgment, and it's not pretty.
That's true. And Bill, in our discussion over the last few weeks, and more again today, we've been talking about three woes that are spoken of in the book of Revelation.
Right.
And these three woes are three judgments, that three attacks which come upon the people who have claimed to follow the Lord but are not doing so.
Yeah.
And these woes are declared in the book of Revelation to be ordered or decreed by the court of heaven. So that events decreed in heaven occur on earth as judgments to wake people up because God loves them.
Well, I saw, when I was out for just a moment at the top of the hour, and I was whipping past the kitchen going to the restroom, I saw a woman in Michigan who was actually on the news report. She said, "Oh, I'm so upset about Trump and his racism." Trump's not racist. He works with people of all races. He said, "I temporarily want to restrain the immigration of Muslims because they're coming into this country undocumented, and many of them are violent Islamists that actually want to have Sharia law on our killings." In fact, I watched the part of the Oscars because I couldn't see the whole thing for many hours, and there was a video of a woman filmmaker from Pakistan who actually had a woman who survived an attempted honor killing. She had some very nasty scars on her face from having her face had to be sewn back together. And this woman, in this documentary film, she said because of this, the president of Pakistan was going to deal with the issue of honor killings in Islam in Pakistan. Let's get a reality check here, people. Islam is dangerous. Islam is evil. Islam is satanic. Now, there's also lots of different versions of Christianity that have been infiltrated by satanic and evil influences, and they need to be dealt with. In fact, coming up tomorrow, we have Tex Mars in Hour 1, Pastor's Gone Wild. We're going to deal with his latest book and some facts. Now, it may be ugly, but we are salt and light, as we are believers, to fix the mess of this world. And the world is fixed by three things: a desire to serve God, a willingness to suffer to do that service, and the willingness to accede to the wisdom of the Most High God in the Bible and in prayer to find solutions. And it's not a nice job. It's a very dirty job to do what we have to do. But if we don't do it, God cannot operate, and He won't operate to bring grace to this world except through His people. So when you're doing your book, and we're talking about Islam, we're talking about the three woes, God is bringing this judgment because we won't repent.
That is right. And this is to help wake us up and see sense, because we're not looking at it any other way.
So let's go over these videos again, because I think, we have not only the four videos, but you have a special, I think, for $87, I think it is. You have a number of other videos and materials available as well that people can obtain. This is a remarkable special because it's right now we have a period of grace where we can still communicate these things to countries around the world. If I spoke these things in a broadcast platform anywhere in Canada, the Canadian Radio and Television Commission and the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, would arrest me probably almost immediately. No, they tried to, and I threatened them back when I had to show up in Canada the few years I was back in Canada visiting my mother before she died. And I can tell you that the Canadian government tolerates foolishness. That's why you don't have freedom of speech in many countries. Australia, New Zealand, many of the things that we say on this show, we would probably be jailed for down there as well, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, it's quite possible.
Right. But so people listened in Australia and New Zealand to this program because we still have a platform of freedom of speech. Not for long if Hillary Clinton gets in, because the woman is devil-inspired and dwelt and demonically possessed. And people say, "Oh, Dr. Diggle, you shouldn't say that about her." I'm sure there's godly women who could be a very good president, but this woman is not. She's like the daughter of Satan, Lilith. And we have to deal with the fact that when we look at Islam, it doesn't matter if they're moderate Muslims or extreme Muslims, as Bill Warner says, former Tennessee State University professor, all Islam is a political system with a little smattering of super religiosity added to the top. But the basic thing is it's a satanic organization. There's nothing good about it. It's evil, and people need to grasp that.
And they are planning to take over the United States.
Right.
Already high up in Homeland Security, you have a Muslim directing a lot of it. You have a Muslim at the top of the CIA in charge of America's security.
Now, and a Muslim on top of the head of the Justice Department with Loretta Lynch. And she's threatened to arrest or fine people like me that raise issues against Islam. This is after San Bernardino, where supposedly two Muslims went crazy One, a recent emigre from Pakistan killed a number of disabled people and their parents in San Bernardino, and they want to arrest us? To hell with that. Back in a minute.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, Jonathan, for the people who receive these four DVD sets and the additional six materials, you get fantastically positive comments, but there's occasionally a person who's never looked at the material, and you mentioned a three-word comment by somebody in an email yesterday. I think you said, this is disinformation. Well, How can it be disinformation when they haven't ordered the set, they haven't looked at it, don't consider the facts, go off and investigate it themselves, and then pray? How can they make stupid statements like that? Like this woman I saw on the news when I was out for the top of the hour, you know, and her eyes are popping. I'm very concerned. She's up in Michigan for the racist statements of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not a racist. They tried to paint him with the Ku Klux Klan, and one of the guys actually saying that he endorsed them. It's like, one of the most non-racist people you can imagine is Donald Trump. He works with everybody. This is totally ridiculous to paint him as racist. What he's saying is temporarily, and is again, this is a law that was put back in over almost 100 years ago, that America could have the president declare either cut off immigration completely or selectively to stop the danger of people coming into the country that would cause havoc or danger. I mean, people should know that. It's not racist. They're crazy to make those statements. But the reason why they make the statements is they have to paint him as, you know, some kind of a supremacist or wacko. No, he's saying, and if they're documented and if they're good people, let them come in. If we have skill sets, then they have a job to do here. But we can't have unrestrained borders, which Obama's done on purpose. In fact, what he's basically said to the border guards is, if you want to do your job, get a job elsewhere. We're going to stymie you and persecute you and harass you and say, do not bother people crossing back and across the border if we like them. And, you know, he's even promised, I think it's 5 million people to get, quote, pathways to citizenship. They've broken the law. If they want to apply, why don't they apply to immigrate like anybody else? There's people here coming from, say, Eastern Bloc countries during Glasnost and Perestroika over 20 years ago, trying to become Americans. They're not jumping the line, but they're waiting sometimes 20, 25 years to become U.S. citizens or to even emigrate here. But people can just waltz in, even if they're Muslims and they're terrorists, or go to a jihad training class inside a mosque in America. We tolerate it. What's wrong with us? Why are we so stupid? Why?
Bill, I go along with what you say totally on this, and I'd just like to mention this fact, that in Europe now, where it's much more serious than it is in the United States, watch what's happening in Europe, and you'll see the future of the USA, unless something is done.
No, I know it won't happen here. I can tell you right now, the first thing that'll happen, let's say that if something really bad happens and Hillary becomes president, you'll see America break up. In fact, there's a geopolitical analyst from Russia back about 4 or 5 years ago that predicted almost something like the Hunger Games about America breaking up, because she will cause a revolution and a breakup of the United States. And if the federal government tries to send in troops to try to put down state militia, etc., it's going to get so ugly they can't even imagine what will happen. Many of our own military and veterans and so will turn on these federal troops or foreign troops brought on American soil, and it'll be a bloodbath. And if the federal government thinks they're going to pull off this kind of stunt to make guns illegal in America, you might try it somewhere else, like in former Russia or China or elsewhere. You're not going to do it in America. You're going to die doing it. So I want to put this notice out for people. 94 million armed Americans can take on every army on Earth by many times. And if the federal government thinks that they're going to put down a portion of the population and disarm us, they're nuts. They're completely delusional and demonically possessed and just plain stupid. So I can tell you what's going to happen. Donald Trump's going to get the presidency. They're going to do everything they can to try to disable him or attack him with the stupidest comments, like, for example, these shrill comments by Marco Rubio of he's a con man. What's he conning us about? He's raising issues like you got an open border. He's raising issues like you have undocumented Muslims, where they actually took two printing presses in Syria that actually prints false passports. And those passports are showing up on U.S.-Mexican border, where people are coming in that are actually not Mexicans or Central Americans because they're trying to escape. And now we have a massive surge of people coming across the border because both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump want to build a wall. And by the way, people need to know this, so does Hillary. Hillary wants to build a wall, too. So if you think it's just a Republican issue, you're stupid and you're not paying attention to the facts that Hillary has also said she's going to build a wall and close off the border. Okay? She's much more conservative than even the idiot Obama. And people need to grasp this. It's not just a Republican-Democratic issue. And the big surge right now is because we have all these illegals trying to get in the country, and we need to help them in their own country, not allow them to come in here undocumented, without skill sets, on the welfare system, and grabbing jobs from the previous waves of people who came in here properly and are American. I don't care what race they are or color of their skin. We have Americans are getting unemployed to the rate of 105 million because we have so much industry shipped to other countries around the world by crazy agreements made by our Congress and Senate and multinational industry. And it's like Trump says, lower the corporate tax rate, put tariffs on it, and all of a sudden these factories you move back home. Simple. Break up these trans-Pacific and transatlantic partnerships. Support the Constitution and the rule of law and the protection of the right to have a, you know, Christian things like Merry Christmas is still okay to say. It's disgusting how this president has stripped even the family and said in his first term he was going to support the marriage. In the second term he has, you know, multicolored lights on the White House saying he supports gay and lesbian marriage. What do you want? You want to have cloned human beings as the children of these gay and lesbians and bisexuals? Maybe they'll be part animal DNA with the CRISPR gene protocol? And people say, oh, well, they have their right to do that. No, they don't. They don't have a right to despoil the genetics of the human race or to create clones. In fact, people don't know this, but the rabbinate 12 years ago in Israel actually came out and actually said this in a conference they had in Haifa, that they agreed with the idea of cloning gay couples and handing their financial resources, etc., onto their cloned copy of themselves. And of course, they could transfer their intellect or their memory. They'd create a cloned person that would actually have the transferred memory too from them, because this is how damned evil they are. People say, they wouldn't do that. Listen, nothing is restrained from their evil minds of what these guys would do if they could do it. Nothing. Is there?
There's no limit to what the devil has experience in doing in the past, and he's now putting into the hearts of his followers to carry it on.
Right, and I really think that we are in the time of what I call birth pangs. I think formally it started on the 120th Jubilee year, which started in September last year. They call it the Shemitah or wipeout year because it's a time when God either wipes out the dead or brings judgment. And right now I believe we are under the foretaste of birth pangs of great judgment coming on this nation. And I think of Donald Trump as one of the last chances for repentance. Now, he's not perfect, and we need to maintain our tiller and our choke chain on him and his so-called team to make sure they do what we want them to do because they're our servants. But I can tell you, it's not just in America. It's in Canada. It's in Australia, New Zealand. Why don't they have free speech? Why can't they talk about Christianity? Why can't they speak against Islam? There's a lot of we call alternative groups rising in all these countries in Europe and elsewhere. They call them skinheads or whatever, or in Australia and New Zealand. The Aussies are getting pretty ticked off of what's going on there, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, yes.
And the problem is, you see, it's these, quote, fringe groups that are getting so angry because they can't work and operate through the normal government and communications channels because they're persecuted, that it's socially and geopolitically unacceptable to make opinions that the globalist maniac approved is politically unacceptable. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to be unacceptable if we're believers.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They thought it was socially acceptable to do this. Welcome back. So let's go through these four DVD sets. What are the four DVDs again? And, of course, you have six additional products that you also give in this special. Let's go through all of the details.
Okay. The first DVD is The Invasion of America, Europe, and Australia.
Right.
Terrorists swarming into position with millions of refugees ready. And the rescue plan you need to know. And there's amazing prophecies in this one which are coming through right now.
Right.
The second DVD is Why the Vatican Created Islam. Who is controlling the power moves? And some amazing events that are recorded and shown in it. The secret hidden in a loaf of bread that saved a family from attackers. An amazing escape from certain death. People who have received these actually are raving about them, and they're wanting their friends to know about it. We're getting so many contacts of people who have them, and they say we've seen nothing like this. So we're very pleased that something is doing some good here. The third one is The Coming Muslim Empire and Israel. Will the emerging caliphate seize Jerusalem? And prophecies 2,500 years old that are coming to pass at this very moment, Bill.
Right now, in response to that about the caliphate seizing Jerusalem, I see a Palestinian state, but I don't see Jerusalem handing over to the Palestinians. I see the Temple Mount allowing, at least at the area below the Eastern Gate, the Jews to start a blood sacrifice again. Remember now, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the taking over of the Church of St. Catherine, which the Muslims did when they had their jihads on the Temple Mount, is not where the temple was. The temple was below the Eastern Gate at the Springs of Gihon, which the Jews already have total control of that territory. They could have their Temple Mount organization and their their tent of meeting of Moses, Mosaic tent of meeting, they could have it erected overnight with lights. In literally overnight, they could have it up and ready for the ceremony, which can only be done in Sukkot by rabbinic law, to sanctify the Temple Mount to start the blood sacrifice. They already have everything ready. All they need to do is have the go-ahead, and we need actually a pro-Israeli U.S. president in order to bring about some form of peace or neutralization of the situation, because the current war footing, Obama is actually literally charging and saying to the Turks, go ahead and do it. Go ahead, Saudi Arabia. And of course, Saudi Arabia can't control their own territory where they've lost a military base to the Yemenis. These are people that stand up sleeping and literally are running around with sandals on, and they're defeating the Saudi Arabian mercenaries. Saudi Arabia can't defend its own territory, let alone invade anybody, but the Turks are crazy enough. They're going to try it. That's why they shot down that Russian jet, the Su-28 jet. The Turks are crazy, and entire Erdogan is a wannabe caliphate, sultan, built the largest palace in human history in Turkey. That's how nuts he is. And even in his own country, people are starting to get nervous that this guy is off his rocker, and he wants to do things, including seize our nuclear weapons we have in the U.S. military bases in Turkey to use a nuclear attack, battlefield weapons, against Syria and Russia. That will precipitate a nuclear war, or, in advance of that, a peace treaty, which I think is coming probably this year.
So the video number 3 bill,
yep.
The coming Muslim empire and Israel, right. Will the emerging caliphate seize Jerusalem? There's some shocking information in that one.
Do you think that's going to happen? That there'll be
I'm not going to think. I'm going to let the Bible give us the answer, and it does, yeah. Very, very clearly.
Right, and of course the thing is that what's going on is that Israel is the cup of trembling, as it says in various places in the Old Testament, a cup of trembling to the nations around, like fires or a fire pot among sheaves is the term I think they use. And the fire pot is getting pretty hot.
There's a very hot prophecy. It's actually a string of prophecies relating to what's going to happen in Israel very soon.
Right.
Now, the fourth DVD is World War III and How to Survive. What the elite has planned for you, political, financial, religious, and how to survive it.
Right.
Crucial.
Pretty important, because people don't realize, when you see the behavior of Obama and George Soros and the globalist billionaires and NATO, they're pushing for World War III. That's part of their solution to the financial disaster they've created with the derivatives and everything else. They want the death of a good chunk of the human population through the excuse of World War. Don't they?
Oh yes, they do.
They want as an astral sacrifice of much of humanity to their demigod Satan.
Well, Satan hates the human race. I mean, he was cast out of his domain, and Jesus Christ came down and gave his life for humans who had followed him.
Right.
All who will turn from him and accept the rescue are candidates for eternal life. And this is what Satan hates. He wants to destroy this world before the Lord can return and get his people.
Right, and that's going to happen really soon. I think that we are in the birth pangs right now, which means we're in the nascent phase when the peace treaty is going to allow the Jews to start a sacrifice. And I don't know when it'll happen, but I can tell you the benchmarks and the time sequence is the next thing to happen is a major peace treaty after a lot of destruction and death and scariness. That's what's coming. We're literally sitting on the knife's edge of a major Middle Eastern war, aren't we? Any day it could happen. Any day.
It's ready. It's just waiting to happen.
Yeah. Turkey could decide, tomorrow, I think we're going to start dropping nukes we grab from U.S. military bases in Turkey on the Syrians and Russians. Duh. People say, they won't do that. Do not underestimate that if they're willing to take out a Russian jet with 200 and some Russian citizens on board, they're willing to do anything, the Turks.
Oh, yes.
Right?
They are getting ready.
Yeah. Is there anything else in the third DVD that you want to talk about, or let's go to the fourth?
The fourth one actually relates to World War III and how to survive. And the political moves that are planned, the financial moves that are planned, the religious moves that are planned, all of which now are converging. And Everybody is going to need how to get through this successfully, because there's going to be a lot of people that will not survive. And this right. does give tips on how to survive. And it's very practical, both spiritual and physical. And that's the fourth one, Bill.
Right. Spiritual and financial. And by the way, with the financial side, we talk about carrot bars, because we want people to have a means of exchange. They can be also encrypted across state or federal or international lines. We want people to have the physical means of survival and the spiritual means, because there's going to be a lot of apostasy, a lot of falseness. The Christian church right now, we're going to talk about this tomorrow in Hour 1 with Tex Mars, has lost its marbles. It's crazy now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Okay. If anyone wants to order these DVDs, all they have to do is go to beforeus.com, beforeus.com. In the top left-hand corner, there's a link. The Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem DVDs. That's it right there.
Yeah, and we also have a direct link over at Clay and Iron, so people can find it either way. They can get it, and it'll be referred directly onto your site. You have a number of other books, though. Let's talk about many other books you have available. And you've redone them. One of the ones that I talked about recently with my son Matthew is The Sting of the Scorpion. You've republished that and re-updated it, I think, since 1987, many times. And you've looked into the ancient astrology and numerology that's biblical. Can you comment about that? Because that's really one of the... And you've got so many amazing books if you go to beforeus.com. I tell people this is required reading. If you want to really know the nature of God, the nature of our universe, the nature of what our destiny is, you have to look at the past and what's written that shows that the Bible is true. So The Sting of the Scorpion, how did you get into that, and what does it mean?
Yes. Well, I got into this because I was surrounded by New Agers telling me that the astrology was the way to go. And this girl was, maybe after the break, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, that's important, because I think it's one of your more important books, and you've got so many books there, but The Sting of the Scorpion is one of those I particularly like. It deals with all the star signs, numerology, and other things, the biblical form of astrology. Back in a moment.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With Our Opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jonathan, you gave me an interesting information about biblical astrology, because the star signs existed long before Babylonian astrology and modern astrology started. God already, people should understand this. The nature of our world is a hologram created as a projection from higher spiritual reality and a projection from the ultimate reality, which is beyond time, space, the Creator God, who isn't bound by time, past, present, and future. In fact, God is in the future as well as the present and the past. And he changes not. So what he's saying is these star signs are just a representation that he is the all-knowing, omniscient creator. And when he put these star signs there, when he put the numerology even of the Hebrew alphabet, the ancient Aramaic alphabet, he put these numerology signs in there to indicate that there is a way of analyzing the nature of reality. To understand, there is a biblical astrology that actually talks about the nature of the prophecy of the coming of Messiah, etc., which is the Father in the flesh, and much more. So tell us a little bit of the story, because I think it's really very important. In fact, I don't think you can fully understand even the prophecies of the Old and New Testament unless you understand biblical astrology. You can't fully understand it, can you?
It rounds everything out and explains so much, because
even the metaphorical signs in the Book of Revelation and the Old Testament prophets, the major and minor prophets, you can't fully understand it until you understand biblical astrology.
The two intermesh, Bill.
Right.
Yeah. Not only that, but the ancients were very accurate in mapping the stars, and over the star maps, they overlaid 48 pictorial signs which told a story, and the names of the stars in those 48 locations told the same story. So the picture told the story, and the star names told the story, and the star names actually have not been changed to this day, except for a few that the Greeks brought in, but you can trace their origin. And if you go right back to the very beginning, the star signs, all the names we have today virtually come from Hebrew or Arabic roots, right back as early as the time of Abraham and before.
Yeah, the Aramaic roots of Ur, the Chaldees, etc.
That is right, yes. And the whole story in the star maps is that there are not 12 signs, there's 48. There are 12 main signs, with each having three explanatory signs. And when you put them together, the story is very, very clear. And the story
also,
is this.
Yeah, go ahead.
The story is this, that our Earth has been hijacked by a devil who was cast out of heaven. He has taken man captive. This is the why death comes into the world. We've succumbed to his wiles. But one greater than him, the Messiah, is going to come down, be born of a virgin into the human race, defeat the serpent, and bring life, peace, and happiness back to mankind forever. That's the story in the star signs.
Right.
Had nothing to do with personal fortune telling, except as we relate personally to that Messiah. That's all.
Right. Interesting. What's amazing is that biblical astrology, which also ties into numerology, etc., and the Sefi Zaira and some ancient books that way predate most of the books of the Bible, actually are ancient signs that explain how the numerology and the star signs. In fact, I think you can even tie the star signs to the specific 12 tribes of Israel, to many of the principles, to understand the book of Revelation and the ancient books of the Bible.
There's a pattern that goes right through from the beginning to the end, yes.
And I think you covered a lot of this in the Sting of the Scorpion. Now, when you mentioned this to this lady in Melbourne, she was in a state of shock when you explained these star signs. And I think at the time you weren't a Christian, but you actually explained them. And then she raised the question of, well, if this is true, why are you not a Christian? I think that was a funny question she would raise to you, isn't it?
That's right. And in trying to dispute with her about astrology, which I didn't believe anyway, and I was not a Christian, I backed myself into a corner, and she hit me with it. She said, then why aren't you a Christian? And then she followed up with, if this is true, I'm going to go downtown and buy a Bible tomorrow. And she did.
Wow. That's too funny. In other words, your intellect backed you, like as they say, the curiosity killed the cat. You were a very smart cat, so you backed yourself into becoming a believer.
That is right. It was a totally unexpected event, and it was the only way I believe that God could get my attention, and he tried it, and he's got a sense of humor. He really has.
Oh, he does, yeah. He'll get your attention, whether it's financial disaster, health problems, or a major rupture in a relationship, but he'll do one way or another, he'll get your attention.
That's right. And I'm so glad he did.
Yeah, that's too funny. So again, your special set, you can get it at beforeus.com, you can go to clayandiron.com, you can go to Before Us, and there's dozens of ebooks that are just amazing. I tell people, I said, if you want required reading, if you want to read in the panorama of all the things, and you've got so many books and resources, now you have these DVD sets. The other six items that have come with that package, that four DVD set, can you give us a few details on what they are?
Yes, I can do that. There's the underground tunnel mysteries in Muslim land. Since we've got a Muslim theme, the Vatican Islam and Jerusalem DVD set, one of the bonuses is a DVD called The East Awakening and the Second Coming. What is it?
Right.
Then there are these e-books, Underground Tunnel Mysteries in the Muslim Lands. The second one is Muslims in Shock. The third one is Amazing Events Happening Today. The next one is Astonishing Events Happening Today. And the next one is Incredible Events Happening Today. And the next one is Syria's Ancient Cities of Giants. And the next one is The Deserted Cities of Syria. I could go into describing what each of those is, but we may be not having the time for that.
We actually have about another 3-4 minutes if you want to try.
Okay. The Underground Tunnel Mysteries, it explains itself. Muslims in Shock gives documentation today of Muslims who are suddenly confronted with a miracle, and Jesus Christ appears to them in a ball of light in their room or on the battlefield and converts them to become followers of Jesus Christ. Now, this is happening in the world, just like it happened to Saul in the New Testament times. There's a shaking going on in the Muslim world. In fact, in one whole village, the whole village, everybody in the village had the same dream. It was the second coming, not of Buddha, not of Muhammad, not of anyone else, but coming of Jesus.
And he didn't come back as Isa, which is trying to behead people if they don't convert to Islam either, which is what the Muslims teach. People need to know this horror. This lie that they teach in Islam. that Jesus comes back as a Muslim under Muhammad and Allah, the war god of Mecca and Medina. And this is not true. He comes back as Messiah to save people from ultimate destruction, not only their physical body, but their soul in annihilation. And he's actually showing up because no pastor, no missionary can go to these places because they'd just be beheaded.
Yes, you know, there's a prophecy in the Bible which says he himself will cut short the work. Now, because missionaries cannot go in there under threat of death, Jesus is appearing to thousands of Muslims all over the Muslim world today. It's never happened in history before, but it's happening right now, and this book documents it, giving actual case histories that are happening right under right now while we're speaking.
So he's bringing grace to the sons and the descendants of Hagar, the Egyptian woman who had his first son, which is the father of all the Islamic nations.
Yes, Ishmael, that's right.
Ishmael.
And he loves these people. A lot of these people are born into it. They don't know what they're being born into, and they don't know how to escape from it. Many of them are being tormented by it, but they don't know what to do. And so Jesus appears to them.
I think it says that Egypt will be their handmaiden, Assyria will be one of his glorious sons. There's a whole series of prophecies that talk about all these formerly Muslim nations will repent and convert and become true believers after the time of the return of Messiah.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that's happening right today, Bill.
Yes.
And the amazing events happening today, and the astonishing events happening today, and the incredible events happening today are documented more than 200 case histories of miraculous events that are showing where you read about them in Bible days, they're happening right today. The Bible is being rewritten in the lives of millions of people with such miraculous things happening today. Very exciting.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And you'll be back in 2 weeks' time, Jonathan, which will put our date up at March the 16th.
March 16th.
Back for a return visit. Amazing. Okay. Thank you very much. An amazing revelation again. Thank the Most High God. I want to say a prayer to bless the people that are listening. Bless those people that are Islamic, that they will repent. Bless those people that are Christian, that are not active to seek the truth. Bless the people who are secular agnostics to repent of thinking that their own righteousness will be anything less than, than filthy rags, because the times of judgment are coming. And we bless America that we repent of our sins and turn back toward the Most High God.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KittyArmor.com. Come and take it.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.